2.13 1.
No relationship is an island. It's surrounded by friends and family, all of whom have something to say about it. In a study undertaken by Illinois University, researchers found that both men and women felt happier and were more committed to each other when their friends approved of their relationship. When friends tell a couple that they are a good match and how much they enjoy going out with them, that couple start believing that they really are a couple. Also, when a couple stays together for a while, their two groups of friends start to make friends with each other. And as a result, the couple's relationship gets stronger.
2.
Cars are small, confined spaces, which makes them ideal to fight in. A survey conducted for a driving magazine found that one driver in 10 will be arguing with a partner within 15 minutes of starting the journey. About 40% of the arguments are caused by men criticizing their partner's driving, and another 10% by the man taking control of the car stereo. At least disputes about map reading can now be solved by satellite navigation.
3.
Relationship research would say that it's conclusively proven that like attracts like. In other words, that we are generally attracted to people who are similar to us. This research shows that couples usually share religious and political beliefs and are about the same age. They are fairly similar in education, intelligence, and what they think matters in life. Most people also go for someone as good-looking or as plain as they are. You may, however, be familiar with the phrase, love is blind, suggesting that you can fall for anyone should you get the chance to meet them. But psychologists argue that such blindness is temporary. After 3 months, you can see again, and then you usually go off the person.
4.
Today, the internet is one of the most popular ways for people to get dates. On the one hand, the opportunity to remain anonymous for a while is an advantage. People feel that they can express their emotions more readily online and get to know each other more quickly. On the other hand, people can lie more easily, the most common lies being about weight, age, and of course about already being married. But if you have reasonable expectations, online dating is a good way to start looking for dates. Increase your success by posting a photo and a truthful profile. Online agencies advise getting a photo taken where you look friendly rather than seductive. Best of all, use a dictionary when composing your profile. The biggest turn-off, apparently, is profiles with poor spelling. But once you've found a date, will the relationship last? A study in the US of over 3,000 adults found that 15% knew someone in a long-term relationship that had started online. And according to research, the success rates of these relationships are very similar to offline methods of meeting people, such as meeting people at work or in a bar.
5.
Early loves are incredibly powerful and, with the internet, increasingly accessible. A survey in Time magazine found out that nearly 60% of people interviewed still thought about their first loves. In another study by Dr. Nancy Kalish, California State University got randomly selected American adults to agree to be interviewed about their first loves. One-third said they would reunite with their first loves if they could. Then, by advertising in the media, Dr. Kalish got data on 2,500 first love couples who got back in contact with each other. With the ones who were single when they found their lost loves, things moved quickly, with 40% of them together again within 3 weeks, and most of them then getting married and still together several years later. But there was a different story with the couples who were already in committed, usually happy relationships. Most of these people had casually Googled their old love in a speculative fashion, with no plan for what to do if they found that person. 80% of these people finished up getting involved with their lost love again, and generally they became unhappy as a result. Dr. Kalish strongly warns people who aren't single not to Google lost loves because of the destruction it can cause families and relationships.
6.
You've just been dumped by your partner and you want revenge, but will it make you feel better? In a Canadian study, the most popular methods of revenge were flirting with friends or enemies of their ex, damaging their car, or breaking something they own and writing nasty letters or emails. The question is, what will the revenge achieve? Another study by Stephen Hoshimura at the University of Montana asked people what act of revenge they had carried out, and what they had wanted to achieve, and how they felt afterwards. The research showed that most people felt anxious and sorry afterwards, rather than feeling any happier. But most of all, they still felt angry. It seems that, unfortunately, for most people, revenge is not sweet.